KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy and breezy here today with a high of 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, there are 6,500 more Iowa children with health insurance thanks to expanded coverage opportunities. A new report from Georgetown University Health Policy Institute says that's a 21.9% drop in the number of uninsured children in just 1 year. Charles Bruner is director of the Child and Family Policy Center in Des Moines. He says the change is in large part due to entire families enrolling for coverage.
We know that if parents are covered and have an opportunity for coverage, they're more likely to get their kids covered as well. I think we want to do better, but we have come a long way in terms of reducing the number of kids who don't have coverage.
Iowa's drop in the number of uninsured children was nearly 6% greater than the national average. Iowa will soon enter a managed care arrangement for both Medicaid and the Hawkeye program for children. Bruner said those changes will require continued public education about available options.
I think the greatest challenge going forward is going to be continued awareness and then assurance that once kids do get coverage, they receive the primary and preventive health services they need. We've got to assure that going into managed care, there's still an emphasis upon getting kids into a primary care physician and a regular medical home.
Iowa's private managed care system will go into effect on January 1st. Police in Creston say three residents reported incidents of theft this week. On Wednesday, a woman in the 200 block of North Jarvis Street told police her boyfriend's cell phone was stolen from her vehicle while it was parked outside of her home. The theft occurred on October the 8th, and the loss was estimated at $15. And a woman residing in 1,000 block of Manor Drive in Creston reported Wednesday that sometime between 11:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, someone took money from her purse while she was working at ACC. The loss was estimated at $100. On Tuesday, a Creston resident reported someone stole his debit card and attempted to use it for numerous online purchases. The incidents took place Monday and Tuesday. The man's bank was able to cancel all the transactions before any funds were lost. Police in Creston say a man's flip-flop, or sandal if you will, got caught between his brake and accelerator pedals Wednesday afternoon, interfering with his ability to stop and resulting in a chain reaction accident. 22-year-old Casey Bird of Creston was traveling north on Sumner Street at around 2:20 p.m. when his footwear got sandwiched between the two pedals, causing him to push on both pedals at the same time. Bird was unable to stop his 1992 Ford van before it hit the rear of a 2000 Mercury SUV driven by 35-year-old Timothy Bledsoe of Nevada, which was stopped in traffic waiting for the light to change at the intersection with Adams Street. The impact caused the SUV to run into the rear of a 2011 Chevy Malibu driven by 76-year-old Marisu Lewis of Creston, who was also waiting at the stoplight. Bird's van kept pushing on the SUV for a few moments before he could free his foot and stop the vehicle. The accident caused a total of $1,600 damage. No citations were issued. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green says you shouldn't be alarmed if you see your local police officers deviate from their normally clean-shaven look. During the month of November, APD officers are taking advantage of No Shave November in a competition to raise funds to help with the annual Shop with a Cop and Family Dreams Christmas programs. Officers and reserve officers will be allowed to grow a beard of their choice in November. The idea is that those officers must raise a minimum of $100 each in donations during November to be put toward the kids' programs. Any officer who does not raise the required amount minimum will be making up the difference out of his own pocket. A number of officers have already begun seeking donations and have exceeded their minimum before the month even began. While the Atlantic Police Department takes donations toward their youth programs throughout the year and will continue to accept donations at the police department as usual, the officers felt the no-shave idea would be a great way to kick off the seasonal fundraising efforts this year. If you wish to donate, you can contact any of the officers in person or drop off your donation in the name of a specific officer or reserve officer at the Atlantic Police Department. General donations are also accepted. Chief Green has said it's been a tough year for a number of families in the Cass County area. Now the needs of the kids are expected to be numerous. Checks should be made out to Atlantic Police Reserves with an indication for the Christmas or youth programs in the memo line. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's 15th annual Scrooge Contest, sponsored by Hockenberry Family Care and Longaberger consultant Dolly Bergman, gets underway during the month of November. Eleanor Hoover organized the contest back in 2002, just 1 year after the inaugural lighted parade. Hoover said the Scrooge title is used because contestants find the meaning of Christmas by giving to others. That's the real honor of being named Scrooge. Therefore, she said she's hoping that together as a community will assist the contestants to provide many neighbors and friends the same joy of having a meal to celebrate the holidays. Scrooge contestants raise money and collect non-perishable food items for the Atlantic Food Pantry. The 2015 candidates include Tony Schmidtke of Fairway, Allie Bruckner with Cass County Health Systems, Rich and Needra Perry of Guy's Perry Jewelry, and Ted Robinson with First Whitney Bank. Hoover says candidates can choose any method they want in collecting their points. In the past, they've hosted soup suppers, put pictures and boxes in local businesses to collect food donations. And Hoover says contestants are responsible for collecting and submitting their points to the chamber by December 2nd at noon. The contestant with the most points will be named Scrooge, and all the proceeds will benefit the Atlantic Food Pantry. The winner of the Scrooge contests serves as the Grand Marshal in the lighted parade on December 5th at 6 p.m. in downtown Atlantic. Cash donations are worth 1 point on the dollar, and two non-perishable items earn the contestants 1 point. Some past Scrooge titles have been bestowed upon Mary Ann Moorman, Dana Halder, Tammy Weiss, and Janet Huey, Richie Anderson, Janet Cappell, Melanie Petty, David Miller, and Mark McNeese. The contest this year will run from November 1st to December 2nd. Donations to a contestant, can be made by delivering foods or dropping off funds to their drop-off locations or the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And if you'd like more information, call the chamber at 243-3017. Sioux City officials, community leaders, and law enforcement are considering banning the sale of certain single-serve beer for off-site consumption in an effort to curb public intoxication. The Sioux City Journal reports consideration of the idea of banning the sale of high-power malt liquor stemmed from a roundtable discussion last month over possible solutions to homelessness and alcohol addiction in downtown Sioux City. Sioux City Police Chief Doug Young says controlling the sale of single cans of alcoholic beverages might take care of the amount of homeless intoxicated individuals in the area, but he says a ban could be difficult to implement. City officials say the idea of a ban is only in the early stages of discussion. Authorities say they're investigating reports of hazing at a high school in northern Iowa. Clarion Police Chief Steve Hertark said that at least six people have reported being victims of some type of incident at the Clarion Goldfield Dowse High School. Terhark says that officers received an initial report alleging three football players assaulted a younger player. He says the players called it an initiation. The report led to other people contacting authorities. Terhark said the football players, two seniors and one junior, were involved in the alleged incidents. The station that's KCCI reports that the three players, two other juveniles, and one adult faced charges, including simple assault and hazing. Superintendent Robert Olson has declined to comment, citing student privacy issues. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.